This is WKMS. You're listening to Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm here in the studio with Kate Lochte, and we're pleased to welcome on the phone Alyssa Keller, the Museums of Historic Hopkinsville Christian County Executive Director. Good afternoon, Alyssa.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
We're just tickled that you're with us today to talk about Lights, Camera, Action, Hopkinsville Goes to the Show.
Yes. It's our new featured exhibit for the summer, and basically what we're doing is we're highlighting the history of movies in Hopkinsville. We have different things from the different theaters that would have been here. Kind of in its heyday, we had three very active movie theaters starting in the mid to late 1920s and running through the 1950s especially. All three of those were active. Actually, all three of those buildings still stand, too, and so it's kind of... It's a fun exhibit that shows the different movie theaters. It's great for folks from Hopkinsville that grew up here so that they can come and kind of relive those memories. But if you're from anywhere, everyone has, you know, some memory of going to the movies as a kid and as a teenager, for sure.
Well, tell me about the theaters that once thrived. I know the Alhambra is thriving. When was it built?
The Alhambra was built and opened in 1928, and it's actually the youngest of the theaters, but it's the one that's still operating. The first, the first moving picture that was shown in Hopkinsville was in 1905 at Holland's Opera House. And that building does still stand, but it's not in any way functional as a get-together place and hasn't been for some time. But they showed the first movie. The first theater built specifically for movies is the Princess Theater, and it was called the Photoplay Palace in its early days. That was its first name. It's still here. It has a very tumultuous history where it burned and was rebuilt and burned again. It opened, it closed, it opened again. It's kind of some ups and downs. It is currently kind of in a nightclub evening establishment. And then we also had the Rex, which changed its name to the Kentucky Theater, and that's a print shop.
Isn't that neat? Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. It all of a sudden sounded here like you weren't there, so don't let me interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, and then the Alhambra opened. It's an interesting city-county building that it was put in, and it opened as a movie theater, like I said, in 1928, the first building in the city to be air-cooled. We don't think that means air-conditioned, but some kind of early form of air-cooling system was put in. They played movies. They were a stage theater, too, and the movie equipment was shut down and removed in the 1970s. It's not even been a year, in the fall of 2013, the Penny Royal Arts Council, they manage the Alhambra Theater now. It's been a stage theater since the 70s, but not able to show movies. And starting last fall, they reinstalled very high-tech, modern movie equipment, and they've been showing classic films at the Alhambra again. So that's been a fun thing for the community and for people from kind of near and far to come back to that historic theater in that setting and watch funnel movies.
It occurs to me as you speak, Alyssa, that I'm queuing off the word tumultuous because does my memory serve me correctly that there was lots of controversy about the showing of the movie Birth of a Nation?
You know, I think there was. I have tried to figure out kind of historically find that story specifically. There's a book that we have here at the museum. It's called The Dark Side of Hopkinsville, and they're short stories written by Ted Poston. Ted Poston being African-American, grew up in Hopkinsville, graduated from high school here, left Hopkinsville, and became the first black journalist to work for a major newspaper in the country. And Mr. Poston had written these little short stories that were published years and years later, and one of those is about the showing of A Birth of a Nation in Hoptown and how that went over. All, you know, his friends and the kids, they wanted to go see it, and they didn't understand why their parents didn't want them to go. They loved going to the movies, and they didn't understand why they shouldn't go see this one. And the way the story reads, and I'm curious as to whether it's how much is real and how much has been fictionalized for a good story, one of the kids ends up stealing the reel out of the movies so that they can't be shown.
Yeah, I remember that. In the exhibit at the Museums of Historic Hopkinsville Christian County, what sorts of artifacts will we see?
We have some old theater seating that actually came from, not a movie theater, from the Bethel College Auditorium. So we have old theater-style seating. We have signage from the Hollins Opera House that is from the late 19th century, so late 1800s, tin sign from Hollins Opera House, signage from the Alhambra. We have pieces, like architectural pieces, from the Alhambra Theater. It was remodeled and renovated in the 2005 time period, and we got a lot of the stuff from there, the old banister from the stairs to go to the balcony, and the ticket booth that sat outside. The theater was redesigned in the 1930s in a real fancy Art Deco style, and it has this, it's made out of concrete. It's huge, kind of ticket booth that jutted out from the building, and it's got orange and black glass on it, we have that out. It's been restored, so we have that on display. Neat. The ticket container that still had ticket stubs in it when we opened it from the 70s and 80s.
Oh, my gosh.
So we have some of those out. We have a lot of photographs. We have some places where people can add to the exhibit by putting up some of their favorite memories from going to the movies. We have photos of the old drive-ins in Hopkinsville that are out. And we have kind of to start the exhibit, we have a really interesting case that's got old to the theater, so kind of predating movies, how you would go to the show. A man's suit and a woman's very fancy dress from the 1880s, along with the stereo opticontact viewing equipment, opera glasses, top hat, you know, just the things that would have the way you would have gone to the theater prior to the showing of your moving pictures.
Neat. Well, that is a wonderful exhibit, and I understand you also have artifacts from some work done at Christian County Courthouse.
Yes, we have two smaller exhibits out this summer that are ready. One we're calling Unearthing the Christian County Courthouse. I think this is the fourth courthouse we have that stands here. It was built in 1869. It replaced a courthouse built in 1838. That one was burned by Confederate Commander Hyland B. Lyons. He burned 22 courthouses across the state, including Christian County. What they figured out in the past few months, basically, the current courthouses have an elevator installed, and when they dug the pit in the building to build the elevator, it was obviously archaeological remains of the prior courthouse, the one that was burned in 1838. They just essentially built right on top of the debris field. So working with the county and with William Turner, our county historian, pulled out a bunch of stuff, bricks and what would have been the shingles from the roof. They were zinc, I believe, zinc metal shingles that were on the roof, old glass, wood pieces, plaster, things like that that would have just been kind of tossed in this pit, and then they built the current courthouse on top of that. We have that in a display case. It's a really interesting little archaeological exhibit for the summer. And then we also have Hopkinsville is a part of this Southern College Baseball League, and we have the Hoptown Hoppers that play here. They played their last home game two nights ago on Tuesday. And we have things from the historic Hoppers that played in the early to mid-20th century and then from the current Hoppers, too. So we have kind of a then and now of our Hoptown Hoppers.
Oh, it just sounds like fun. Let me remind our listeners that we're talking with Alyssa Killer, and we thank you for being here, Alyssa. The Museums of Historic Hopkinsville Christian County are at 217 East 9th Street in downtown Hopkinsville. And do the properties. Just give us a list of the properties that are included in the museum's group.
In our complex, we have the Penny Royal Area Museum, and that's the one that stands at 217 East 9th. It's in the old post office. That's where all of these new exhibits are located. We have the Woody Winfrey Fire Transportation Museum that focuses on fire equipment and artifacts and other transportation, automobiles, things like that. And we have the Charles Jackson Circus Museum as well.
It's a lot of fun to visit, and we sure do thank you for being with us on Sounds Good today, Alyssa.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're Murray State's WKMS, inviting you to join our membership at WKMS.org anytime.